USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says they will not participate in the impeachment hearings taking place in the House of Representatives on Monday. Jeannie Zeno is a political science professor at Iona College. She joins Fox News and believes,
unlike in the Mueller case, these people are drawing up articles of impeachment. If the White House is involved, there is a way in which they both save Republicans from having to do the defense in the House, because you've got Republicans on the line in 2020 as well, and they also have a role in what those impeachment articles are. They've now decided, we're going to let the Democrats go ahead, and we're going to face all of these articles. I think they could fight on some of this obstruction, but if they're not a part of this defense, they won't be able to fight until the Senate.
Investigators are still trying to determine whether today's shooting that killed three people and wounded eight at a Florida naval base was a terrorist attack. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allenrood, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
One big act of civil disobedience made life miserable Friday morning for commuters in the nation's capital. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The coalition of activists call themselves Shut Down D.C., and they blocked several roads near the World Bank in the K Street Northwest Corridor, as well as Foggy Bottom in the White House vicinity. At one point, protesters were being physically removed from the streets by police. The group says they wanted to shut down business as usual for the financial institutions that profit off the climate crisis and immigrant detention. The same group staged similar demonstrations back in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Airbnb is up with new rules designed to crack down on parties and nuisance guests. The company said Thursday it's also banning so-called open invite parties that are open to anyone and usually advertised on social media. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase, and we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
Death row inmate Lee Hall is dead after being executed Thursday night. Hall, who was legally blind, was sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend in 1991. Reporter Will Clark recounts Hall's last words.
At 7:14, the warden asked him if he had any final words. He did ask for a drink of water, and then the final words, and what I caught was, people need to learn forgiveness and love and make this world a better place.
Hall is believed to be only the second blind person to be executed after the death penalty was reinstated in '76. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.